Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Lisa Jenkins, J-E-N-K-I-N-S. Lisa Jenkins is a 50-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 9/23/21. But at that time, she was operating a machine, and it came down on her right ring finger. Period, she was seen in Spirit Health emergency room the same day. Period, she had further evaluation and treatment, including surgeries on 10/5/21 and 11/16/21. Period, she had occupational therapy, but has completed her course of active treatment. Period, new paragraph. As per the records supplied, Ms. Jenkins was attended to by EMS personnel on 9/23/21. She was taken to the emergency room, having had amputation of her right fourth finger. A machine accidentally shut down over the tip of her fourth finger. She was wearing gloves at the time. She had pain and bleeding. Upon exam, there was avulsion of the tip of the right fourth finger, diagonally across the nail bed, exposed bone, with no active bleeding. Period, she had full range of motion and was neurovascularly intact. Period, x-rays were performed and revealed avulsion as well as a fracture of the distal portion of the distal phalanx. Period, she was also seen by the orthopedic service and placed her in a bandage. She was prescribed cefazolin and Percocet and was administered an updated tetanus vaccine. New paragraph on 9/23/21. She was seen by Dr. Sarkos. He wrote, imaging demonstrated a partial amputation with bone loss at the tip of the distal phalanx of the right ring finger. Upon exam, her eponychial folds were intact. There was a small piece of nail remaining on the radial side of the finger. Irrigation and debridement with removal of nail was performed. He noted active and passive range of motion of the finger proximal to the wound was intact, as was sensation to light touch. She followed up with him through through that same day. His diagnostic compression was amputation of the tip of the proximal phalanx of the right fourth finger, part of the bone, and entire soft tissues distally. There were several small chip fragments adjacent to the amputation site measuring 1 to 2 millimeters. She did see Dr. Sarkos again on 9/28/21. They discussed treatment options and they elected to pursue surgical management consisting of a right ring finger amputation revision versus V-Y flap versus full thickness skin graft / bone debridement. I am not in receipt of the actual operative report. On 10/11/21, Dr. Sarkos, his physician assistant, noted surgery was done on 10/5/21 involving ring finger amputation. Scratch that. On 10/5/21, her prescription for narco analgesic was renewed. She saw Dr. Sarkos again on 10/18/21 when he noted surgery was 1 week and 6 days. Status post: right ring finger distal phalanx, open fracture, bone debridement, and VY advancement flap. Period. She followed up with Dr. Sarkos through 124, 22. Period. She had returned to work on 117, 22. Period. She denies having any pain or discomfort in the right ring finger. Period. Exam found her incision was well healed, but there was trace edema. Period. The tip to palm distance was 0 centimeters. Period. His final diagnosis was complete traumatic metacarpophalangeal amputation of the right ring finger. Period. He cleared her to return to all activities of daily living with no restrictions and was discharged from care. Period. And put this in bold. We do actually have the operative report from 10/5/21 and another one from 11/16/21, both to be inserted. Physical exam. General appearance, she had elevated blood pressure that she attributed to white coat syndrome. Period, she was advised to follow up on a primary care physician in this regard. Period, extremities upper. Inspection revealed amputation of the distal end of the right ring finger. Period. It was from the crease of the distal phalangeal joint. Period. It was 5/8 of an inch. Missing. Period. Scratch that. The remaining amputation stump measured 5 inches distal to the interphalangeal crease. Period on the left. That distance was 1 1/8 inch. Period. The rest of that is normal through. There was decreased soft touch sensation on the stump of her amputation, where there was also some lighter discoloration. Period. Flexion of the right ring finger DIP joint was to 40 degrees, but had some limited volitional effort involved. Period. The paragraph rapid exchange grip was performed and demonstrated decreased strength on the right. Period, this was not present by manual muscle testing. Period, impressions on 9/23/21, Lisa Jenkins' right ring finger was struck by a machine at work. Period, she was seen at the emergency room and underwent x-rays that showed amputation of the tip of her finger. Period, her wound was temporized. Period, she saw Dr. Sarkos in the hospital that same day when he performed debridement. Period. She followed up with him afterwards. Period. New paragraph. He performed surgery on 10/5/21 to be inserted here. Period, she also had occupational therapy. Period, a second procedure was done on 11/16/21 to be inserted here. Period. Additional therapy was rendered postoperatively. Period, she saw Dr. Sarkos through 124-22, at which time she had full range of motion of the finger with intact sensation. Period. New paragraph, the current exam also found decreased soft touch sensation to the tip of her stump. Period, there was decreased flexion of the involved distal interphalangeal joint at 40 degrees. Period, she did have decreased hand grasp on the right, seen by jam or hand anemometry. Period, provocative maneuvers were negative for compression neuropathy or internal derangement. Period, new paragraph, this case represents 25% permanent partial disability referable to the right statutory third, parentheses ring, close parentheses finger. Period, there's 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. End.